Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the Pat Down's ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the Pat Down. We're here talking about why Chris and Dion was not at the Emmy licking on Quisha titties.
Yeah. Every time I think, you know, I'm starting to get ahead in this business, I'm like, I'm not anywhere near Quisha's titties at the Emmys.
I was like, Quisha, do you have to be slutty everywhere you go?
Thank God.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah. I'm not going to name the celebrities, but one of them said, oh my God, how long did it take you to put on that eye makeup? I said, everybody want to fuck you, Quisha. Yeah, I'd be like, she married with 18 children. Her pussy got feet. Come on, let's go.
She looks so good that she. Can I say that?
No, I don't think that's right. Y'all stay tuned after the news before Chris get off black ass council.
Better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. It's Pat, spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty, but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? It's real though. And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste your time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it. Nothing but the ugly, turn it up and go and repeat it.
I guess y'all seen all the craziness. I had on a dress, but before the Emmys, before I even get to the Emmys, let me tell you about going to Norman's little birthday party. Did I tell y'all about this?
No, not yet. But I've got.
You told me a little bit.
I'll put some pictures up.
I said.
No, I wish you'd call me. I miss you. But you look great. I don't want to compliment you too much. Our latest comment on the podcast app said, this show's nothing but Dion and Miss and Chris complimenting Miss Pat. And I laughed. I said it to Dion. But you went to Norman Lear's 100 birthday party.
100, which was scary to buy a flight.
Can you tell people who Norman Lear is first? So just so they know.
Norman Lear, he created Good Time, the Jefferson Mudd, Sanford and Son, 227. What else, Dion?
Yeah, I don't know.
All in the family. He created so many fucking shows. And so I get invited to his 100th birthday party. And I'm like, they invite me to Norman Lear 100th birthday party? What the fuck for? So Norman Lear got to see the Miss Pat show. And he kind of gave us his grace and told us how good it was. And he, you know, I did an interview with him a couple years ago. We Zoomed and talked. Make a long story short, they ended up sending me to the party, and I brought Jordan along because Jordan is really a big Norman Lear fan. And so I'm sitting there, and everybody's there. Tom Hanks there, George Clooney zooms in, everybody, who's there. And I'm sitting there like, okay, this is nice, but these lamb chops are very fucking small.
This is what
they're not cooked all the way.
That's what I love about you. You're like, this is just not a low to middle class rib joint with my friend, so I'm not happy here.
So, you know, I don't put on a girdle. You know, I'm expecting to eat good. And the food wasn't bad. It was just very small lamb chop. Like, they killed the lamb while he was still in his mama womb. And
you ate aborted lamb chops?
Pretty much. And so, you know, the thing is that I didn't know exactly what I was doing. So I had to read from a teleprompter, and I have to have my glasses if you want me to read from a teleprompter. Well, I've never read from a teleprompter at the time. So
I was thinking of Joe Biden. I'm sorry.
you were
did you say the
something?
End at the end?
Yeah, did you say fuck yourself, San Diego? What were you reading again? Like,
I was reading what I wrote about Norman Lear.
So that's cool. So you got to like actually go on stage and give like a little tribute.
A little tribute. It actually comes on September the 22nd. So, you know, and I'm sitting there with everybody and I'm looking around. All of Facts of Life was there. Everybody from Facts of Life who was still alive was there. And so it was really nice to get to see them. The lady from Queen of the South was there. And I'm asking them, I said, what the fuck am I doing here? Destiny Child's come out without Beyonce. And they tore that motherfucker down singing, moving on up to Egypt. They tore that motherfucker
to what? Moving on up to what?
Egypt.
Egypt. Yeah. The Jeffersons went from next to Archie Bunker to Egypt.
Let my people go.
What did it say?
To the east side.
Oh.
Very different.
How the fuck I put them in Egypt? So, we'll make a long story short. So, you know, you had all of these people speaking and people singing and shit. So one of the comedians sat next to me, it was me, Jay Farrah, and Ida Rodriguez. And so she, you know, one of the comedians like, you gonna go up last? And I'm like, no the fuck, I ain't anybody pay me to go up last. I'm gonna go up here and tell what I wrote about this man. But it was like a 3 or 4 hour party, y'all. Make a long story short, it started at 7. Nigga, by 8:39, that itis started clicking in from all them little hors d'oeuvres I done ate. Nigga, I was knocked the fuck out. Jordan woke me up. He said, you on TV? I said, I don't give a fuck. Leave me alone, nigga.
There were bets during the Emmys on the chat thread in the group of when you would fall asleep at the Emmys.
So, finally they got to me right. And as Legacy walking off the stage, everybody's still up in ours, so you couldn't really hear my first joke. I you don't know how TV cut it. They're probably sure, they probably won't. But the first thing I said when I got on stage, I said, Norma Lear, how in the hell are you still awake? I said, I am tired as hell. Do they have a battery pack in your damn back? I said, let me tell you something. This party has lasted longer than Aretha Franklin's funeral. Oh, you see how y'all laugh. Well, that uppity Hollywood mother. Oh, I said, oh, y'all let it go. She's been dead long enough. We can talk about this.
They didn't laugh.
They were shocked I said it. They were shocked I said it. And then I said, now I said, Norma Lear, not only did you break color barrier, you also broke the lesbo barrier. I said, I can say that because my daughter's a 7-time lesbo champion. and she will eat everybody in here except you. You're too damn old.
Did they laugh at that?
They holler.
All right.
So you got Anthony Anderson sitting there. You got Jimmy Fallon sitting there. Jimmy Kimmel sitting there. I know you probably never heard of the Miss Pat Show, and I know you don't subscribe to BET Plus. And I said, neither did I until they started paying me. I said, well, I'm not going to ask a white man to get nothing that they don't want. So just go ahead on, and I'm going to let you use my passcode so you can watch my show. It was so fucking fun. It was so fun. You know, overall, and then you come off stage and I kiss Norma Lear. Well, he hugs me. And then you just mingle after that. You know, I was like, I can't believe I'm here. And I went and took off my dress and went back to bed. And the next day was the Emmys.
So that sounds a lot more fun than like the Emmys to me.
The Emmys parties was lit. So let me go to the Emmys. The Emmys, getting ready for the Emmys, I tried to stay really calm because, you know, I've never been on that type of platform before. And so I feel like sometimes since my show is not on ABC, CBS, one of the major networks, they try to overlook me. But the show is so damn good that you have to at least look back to notice that I'm there. You know what I'm saying? So I was a little nervous getting up to it. So I had to go to Mary Lou House. And we had to get in the same car. I get out the fucking car.
The director of the show?
Yeah, the director. She was nominated for directing the Baby Daddy episode. How about I get out the car, y'all, and a dress split all the way down the
seat? No.
But the girl who designed the dress, which was Erica, and who's the tailor, Joni, they was there with me. And I just said, stay calm. Everything happens for a reason. And I said, Mary Lou, you got some needle and thread. She sold that motherfucker back up. Now, I couldn't get out that motherfucker for that. But she sold that bitch back up. But what was...
I'm showing a picture of the dress if you're watching on YouTube.
Yeah, my belt stayed crooked the whole night. I wish they had sewn it in place.
And
what was it made out of? Like, what material is that?
Velvet and something else.
Someone asked me, and I thought it was an interesting question, did anyone ever teach you how to pose?
No.
Okay, so you're just kind of naturally winging it, like you didn't have, you know...
No, I don't like taking pictures.
That's what I told them. I said, I guarantee that you just, like, you're not comfortable doing it, and you didn't want to do it, so you just kind of stood there, as opposed to other people who are like, hands on the hips, let me turn this way, turn that way.
I don't have any hips. I got fat right now. So I don't have nothing else.
Our hips come with chips.
Yeah. They clips.
Not many dips.
No, not many dips. So, I get to the Emmys and I sit down and the lady next to me, you know, all the BET is there and stuff. But it wasn't really nothing, you know, it was beautiful in there. Keenan was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, what was shocking to me, when you amongst who's who, everybody kind of panned out equal. Because literally I was upstairs with the girl who won the Emmy, and I was also at a Netflix party with her, who won the Emmy, the little white girl with the blonde hair on Ozark.
Oh, yeah, Ruth.
The whole time, I didn't know who the fuck she was, because she was so made up. She was beautiful. And I didn't realize who she was until when she won the Emmy, and when it came out in Deadline, and you saw Ashley behind her in Deadline.
What's her
so,
name?
You know, half of the people in there, I didn't even notice them. I didn't even know who they was. So I knew who Tamara and the twin sisters was.
Tia and Tamara?
Tia and Tamara. I knew who that was. But, Squid Gang was there. Now, I knew who they was because they was all Asian people. And at first, they wouldn't come down to kind of like mingle. But when they did, they lit the fucking floor up.
I saw Quisha dancing with them.
Yeah, she was dancing with. I didn't really want to go over there and dance with him. I was sitting down somewhere. Netflix party. That's the only party I went to. I was supposed to go to so many others. I was having so much fun at the Netflix party. I stayed there. So it was.
They throw hell of a party.
And then we went the night before. Well, his party was a couple of days before. Then the night before, it's a big Emmy party with like all the TV people there together. So that was kind of interesting seeing. You know, like the people from Law and Order. And, you know, but when you get in that circle, everybody just levels out. You know, you're really just taking pictures for the gram. I don't want to run up on nobody and say, hey, I'm tired of telling you who the fuck I am. I need to wait till they know who I am and then ask them for a picture. So I just, at the Netflix thing, I just ate food, hung out. But, you know, I remember Quisha kept saying, can you believe we at the Emmys? I'm like, no, Quisha, I'm at the Emmys. You at the cards.
It was the room, like, all of us in the group kind of felt like we watched the Emmys for you. It was like watching one big inside joke that you're not in on because you don't know half the people. There's so many shows and actors now, and they're all, like, performing for each other. And if you're just, like, a random group of people out in the Midwest, you're like, I don't know who these people are. Like, I thought some of it was funny. I thought Keenan was great. The room did look beautiful. I was surprised that there was, like, you were in theater seating. You weren't at a table, right?
No, only the nominees was at the table. And okay. I wasn't. The show was nominated with the director, so she sat at the table.
So tell us about the red carpet.
The red carpet was fun. You know, I got there early because I didn't want to be crushed up and bushed up. And, you know, really just overshadowed by bigger actors and stuff. So, I mean, I like to get places early anyway. Hell, I go to my comedy shows an hour so early. So I just, you know, I got there early and it's kind of funny with all those lights flashing in your place. They go, turn right, turn left. I'm like, can't y'all niggas just come together and do this at one time? It's hot out here. And I got on this motherfucking Game of Thrones dress. I'm hot. Somebody said the funniest shit. Who dressed Miss Pat like she the chef on Game of Thrones? Nigga, I holler.
You look like the old lady who said, I want her to know it was me.
Game of Thrones, y'all need to catch me. I look good in them costumes.
Oh, Lord, I can only imagine.
Who that damn nigga on that damn dragon?
Huh?
I said, who that nigga on that dragon?
Dragonflies it. Well, God damn.
They need to bring some fucking comedy to it. So, I mean, the red carpet was beautiful. I saw people that I think I saw on TV, but I'm being honest. I didn't know who nobody was. I really did not. I didn't. That's why you don't see a lot of pictures. And without Quisha and Ashley or somebody telling me who the fuck people is, I don't know those people.
They're
not in my world.
Who are some of the people that you saw that they were like, oh my God, that's X, that you they're super famous, but you didn't know?
Who did I see? Like I said, the girl from Ozark.
Yeah, Julia Garner is her
name. Yeah, I didn't realize who she was. I saw the lady from NCIS. Shonda Rhimes, I saw her, but I knew who she was. I'm trying to think who the fuck did I see and I did not recognize. I don't know. I know I had a long conversation with one lady and we just laughing at the valet. And Quisha like, do you know who that is? I said, uh-uh, we just went on our car. And she like, this is such and such and such. I said, well, why you Google the bitch? She was just a normal white woman sitting here with her feet hurting like mine. Then you had to go Google the bitch and make her somebody.
We should send Quisha the link so she can tell us all the good parts of the Emmys.
Well, she had a ball. I saw Tyrese. I saw basketball players that I knew a basketball player because they were just tall as fuck. Now they could have been actors, but I with tattoos on their neck, I was like, I know that's a ball player right there. I mean, I don't think an actor would have a fucking a tattoo on his neck. So, I mean, I'm boring because, I mean, I was there with Jordan and Pose was there, but I went and sat down. The whole show from Pose, you know, get Jordan and them people, Jordan and the gay people just took over the dance floor. One thing I did learn from going to the Emmys is why they play techno music. And they play techno music because white people can't dance. So they just jump up and down, jump up and down, jump up and down. And I was like, I can't keep doing this shit. I'm getting dizzy. You know, because I'm fat and I got a stomach. When you're throwing all that water and guts up and down, that shit will make you vomit.
And you got vertigo.
So I was like,
all that water and guts.
So I was like,
the grossest way to put it, too.
Why do he playing all this robot ass music? He's like, oh, that's so everybody can be on beat. Everybody. Who the fuck can be on that beat with that shit? So, you know, that was it for me with the Emmys. I met 50 Cent.
Yeah. Did you ask him about his penis implant?
Well, that was before. That just came out. No. I met 50 Cent. Snoop Dogg was the, huh?
What? So, I haven't heard this story.
He just put it out on Instagram that he's suing this company because they said that he got a penis implant, so he's suing them. I would be excited to meet 50 Cent. He not only was he huge when I was in high school and I loved him then, he's hilarious and funny and he just doesn't give a fuck. What was he like in person?
He was really fucking nice. We got the same agent. And then the white boy who be doing all the killing on the show, he was there too. So I didn't know their names. People knew me, but I didn't fucking know them. I could hear people like, that's me, Pat. But I'm like, who the fuck is that? I'm trying to ask Quisha now, who was that group? Flo Rida came out and performed at the Emmys party with 50 Cent and Snoop Dogg. That was fucking nice. So it was just a concert. Quisha, what was the most exciting part about the Emmys?
I sent her the link if she wants to join the Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
The party was the most exciting part.
Did I see anybody that I didn't know?
You say everybody that we didn't know. All of those people that we grew up watching, they all got old. And it was just crazy to see, like, I don't want to call all their names out, but it was amazing. Everybody who I grew up watching TV, they was there.
Did anybody I see that I didn't know who they was?
She didn't know who nobody was. You don't know nobody.
Who was the lady who was the lady at the corner you were with?
I'm sitting up there like, that's such and such and such. She like, who? I was like, you cannot literally not know. She didn't know who nobody was. Not a soul.
What was your question, Chris?
Who was the lady at the corner that you were at coat check or whatever?
The valet.
Yeah, the valet with.
Who was the lady at the valet? And I was talking to her. You was like, do you know who that is?
She was on, American Horror Story?
Sarah Paulson?
I can't think of
it. It was Sarah Paulson. Sarah Paulson, that's who it was.
And she didn't even know who it was. I said, Pat, really? She was just acting crazy because they didn't bring the car out. So she had went over there and cussed the ballet out.
Now, to be fair, Sarah Paulson is one of those people that, like,
well-dressed people.
Yeah, like, you see Sarah Paulson, you know her face, but you don't, like, I wouldn't know her name.
She didn't know who they were at all.
I didn't know who she was.
She didn't know who nobody was. Except Jimmy and who else? The guy who Ben, is it, what's his name from Meet the Fockers? Ben.
I didn't see Ben Stiller. He was there.
He was standing right there. I had a fangirl moment.
I didn't see Ben Stiller. And plus, he's so small now, I wouldn't have noticed him anyway.
He looked exactly the same.
Yeah, I didn't.
He was amazing.
Yeah, to her.
Everybody was there.
I don't
Cliche, did you get any of those Asian dudes' numbers while you was dancing at that party?
No, that was my cousin.
Oh, my bad. She loved Asians.
Did you get any Squid Game numbers?
I didn't get none of their numbers. You know, I think some of them could have been some of my cousins or something. So, no, not them. They didn't do nothing for me. But it was good to see them. I think that's the only two people I jumped up for.
Yeah, everybody went crazy for the Squid Game.
Yeah, y'all got to look at the video on me and Ashley Page. They jumped. It's crazy. The old man, I don't know what dance he was doing, but he was doing it.
Yeah, he danced the whole fucking night. And I was really concerned for him because I'm like, his arthritis is not going to let him move tomorrow.
No, he was busy too. And then the rest of them were nervous, so they didn't come down immediately. And then after a while, they just all came down. So everybody in there was dancing just around them. You would have thought it was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, they were screaming, ah! And I was like, what the fuck are they screaming for? And I walked all through the Squid Game.
Well, you had sleep over there. And the only reason you probably didn't realize it because we had walked away.
Well, you
and
know.
And I looked back and she finally walked over there for the Squid Game people.
They food at Netflix was so fucking good. I call you back. They food was so fucking good at Netflix. Oh, you showing the walkthrough. I gotta start doing that. It was so pretty in there. That's when we first got there.
The Netflix after party. You can watch it on YouTube if you want to see the video, or check out Damn Quisha on Instagram.
That's Jordan.
Is it Jordan? Okay.
Man.
I bet Jordan was having the time of his life at these two parties.
He was. And you know what was cool about Netflix? If your feet were, if your shoes were hurting your feet, they had shoes there to change into.
Oh, wow.
like the skate ring?
Mm-hmm. Like shower shoes.
Oh, is that the old man there?
Yeah, he was a dude from Squid Game.
I'm going to finish watching Squid Game.
Is it freaky? Because it seems like it'd be too intense or scary.
No, it's not scary. It's just a lot of killing. It's not, kind of like the Hunger Games. It's kind of like that, just with Asian people. That's all.
Alicia Titties was out.
Yeah. And she was in the middle of those Asians.
It was so much fucking fun, y'all. You know, I really try not to think about, you know, moments like where my career is taking me to. I just try to think ahead. So, and to me, it keeps the emotions down and within me. You know, I don't like to cry and reminisce and talk about bullshit, you know, accomplishment. But I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, wow, I'm at the fucking Emmys. And I'm at the Emmys. And that was a surreal moment for me, you know, to be for my show first season, and then to go off and to get in, be invited to be a part of something that the world considered to be so great. And a little old girl right here from the West End of Atlanta. And I went to the Emmys. I can always have that tag to my name. Emmy nominated show. The Dispatch Show.
Well, congratulations.
With the constipated knees.
Everybody was super pissed off you lost, but the whole group was pissed.
Well, Ted Lasso is a really good show.
It's great. And if you had to so lose to somebody, Ted Lasso.
Well, so many shows go into that category and be one of the top five on a brand new platform that, I mean, I'm on a network that's never even been nominated for an Emmy. BET ain't never been nominated for Emmy. You know BET Plus had it. Wow. So to give them their first nomination, and even to get that and lose, I'm like, I'm okay.
That's history. Even though you guys didn't win, to be the very first nominated show on that network that ain't no small thing. That's pretty fucking big.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking big. My show, The Miss Pat Show, got BET Plus and BET their first nomination for an Emmy. The network.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, it was cool. You know, the whole experience, the career. I just look and say, what more can we do? All I can do is just go for it. My feet is on the gas.
What did you think about everybody being mad that Jimmy Kimmel still laid there? His joke was that he got drug out because he lost.
No, I didn't see, you know, to me, I didn't find that offensive because he's a comedian. He stuck with the bit. He lost, supposedly got drunk in the back. He drugged him out. The bit would have went away had he got up. I just think we as a country are so fucking sensitive. Personally, me, I would have got my Emmy, stepped over Jimmy, went in his pockets, did my speech, and helped drug him the fuck up out of there. That's what I would have did.
Yeah. I thought she should have sat on.
You got to learn how to, in this world, you got to learn how to take when moments, you don't let nobody steal your moment. If he was going, I don't think he did nothing intentionally. He started that bit before we even knew that she won. He got drug out there. The thing is, you know, she didn't know she was going to win, so there was no way they could coordinate. You know, he probably already had that plan.
He probably was laying there the whole time going, fuck, what do I do? Do I get up and walk away? Or, you know, now black.
No, I just think he stuck with the bit. Yeah. And I wish she had a played into it. You know, so she didn't feel like he took her moment. I don't think he was trying to take her moment. I think he was just sticking with a beat.
She said the same thing too at one of the post interviews that, you know, she was like, I'm not mad in the moment. Maybe I'll be mad tomorrow. But, and then she went on Kimmel, I think the next day, and interrupted his monologue to finish her speech. So I don't think either one of them, I don't think Jimmy was trying to steal her moment. Like, and I don't think she was.
If he was black and on that floor, we wouldn't have said that.
It's just another white man. It's just like, it struck me as I read through it. Like, I didn't even think anything of it. And I, you know, I guess I'm a white guy too. But like, I was like really appreciating her speech and watching her have her moment. And I think she referenced him at one point and he gave a thumbs up and that was it. But like, when I read it the next day, it was almost just like, people just want to be mad about something on Twitter.
They
want to
be mad about something. And they want to blame certain people for certain shit. I don't think Jimmy Kimmel was trying to steal her moment. I think he stuck with the beat. I mean, stuck with the bit. And we as fucking evil people, some of us, had to run our fucking mouth. Oh, he stole her fucking moment. No, he did not. He was a fucking comedian sticking to the beat. And she's a comedic writer. And I think her speech was beautiful. And I was, as a black woman, because she's the third one, her and Cheryl Ralph Lee is the third one to win that category. So I was really happy sitting there and standing like, wow, that means somebody just cracked the door open for me even a little bit more. You know, but I don't think he stole her moment. I can tell you, Cheryl Lee Ralph down there made me cry with that speech. Now she sounded like she was auditioning for the Lion King. Or the Woman.
I didn't. I thought when she started singing, everybody was super happy for her, and Ida, of course, did not know who she was, so I didn't quite get it. And then when she started singing, I was like, "All right, this is really affected." And then she gave her speech, and her speech was amazing. And I was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then all the crack babies was like, "No, you don't understand. She's been nominated, or like she's deserved this for a long time.
She's been around for over 30 years.
Yeah, and
first time ever been nominated, and first time
when she said she was in her 60s, I was like, "Holy,
really?
She doesn't look anything like." I was like, "I was
over 40."
Wow.
And then I started thinking about, I have seen her in fucking she's been everybody's mama, like.
You know, her speech was so fucking powerful to see, you know, her and Quinta win that night. And I'm sitting in the fucking bucket seats and I'm sitting there like, I'll be back. I'm gonna get on that floor. Because, you know, awards ain't one of my things. Rejection is when you make me fight.
I think you should host it. I think you're going to host it. Within 10 years, you're going to be hosting these awards.
Well, I'll be 60 in 10 years, so I hope it's a little sooner.
I can see it now. Miss Pat jumps off stage at Emmys to fight a nigga who's about to slap her.
I went to get my haircut 2 days ago, and Tony Fox, the open mic comedian, he's like, "Yeah, man, how are you? How's Miss Pat? Last time I saw her, she was beating up someone in the audience."
Yeah, I'm doing pretty damn good.
By the way, Quisha said that when she called in just a minute ago, I had sent her the Zoom link. She's like, "I called Pat because I was front and center and naked, and I look good."
Why is she joining the Zoom?
I'm so pissed off right now, Dion.
Yeah, she could have verified that with these expert four eyes I got.
I think both of y'all are expert four eyes.
When it comes to looking at titties, yeah, we're pretty good at it.
I really do think both of you guys got expert four eyes.
We do.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. What the fuck ever. Okay. But overall, it was such an amazing trip. And I changed my clothes before I went to the Netflix party because I was not going to drag that big ass dress around. And it was, you know, Trevor Noah didn't win either. And I heard he'd been nominated every fucking year.
Really?
And John Oliver beat everybody out, yeah. Hmm.
Well, it's always nice. Those same like five or six shows that are not nominated all the time, like Seth Meyers and Colbert. There's not that many of them. It's kind of a dumb category, to be honest.
Yeah, but, you know, just to see them. I mean, even at the, after the, it's called the gala party or whatever. Shit, I went and sat my old ass down. That's exactly what I did. I went and got a table and sat down. And I stayed there the whole fucking time.
Was there anything at the Emmys that you didn't like besides how long it was?
Oh, I didn't. The how long it was didn't bother me because I had a little purse and I had put all of these little chips and nails in there. Nigga, I was gonna eat my snacks, watching that shit.
I can picture the jet editor coming. Like, I know Miss Pat was sitting right here.
Like,
it's all your fucking wrappers on the ground. Like you had a football game.
Sneaking in snacks like she's going to the movie theater.
She's in there shelling peanuts in the back.
Mooresville, Indiana.
I like oatmeal cookies. Reg's wife baked me two oatmeal cookies. Child, I was the shit. I sat right there, and then they gave you water. So I went on TV anyway. I was in that motherfucker munching up something.
Did you fall asleep at any point or not off?
No, I didn't. Not at the Emmys. I don't think I did.
Will you not off right now?
No, I fell asleep at the Netflix party several times. I was like, it's time to go. But I found myself standing there to about 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I was so glad we had a late flight because Jasmine said, you know, it's a party, so you really might want to catch a late flight out of here. So I never catch late flights, and I ended up catching a late flight, and that motherfucker was delayed all day. But I was well rested, I can tell you that.
But you look good, and you're in a great mood. You seem energetic.
You look happy.
Like.
Yeah.
you know, a couple times, a couple months ago when we do these, you're like, you seem stressed and tired. And I was like, she needs a fucking vacation. But you look like you're having the time of your life. You seem a little, you know, sleepy, but yeah, it's good that you're having fun.
I'm having fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying watching the audience, you know, the fans. And, you know, you sit back, you're like, it took 20 years to get here, but we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. I mean, the crazy part is because in between all of this shit, I was still trying to build a house. I was still planning the crack baby party. So it was so many things that had kind of halted on that. And I was like, no, we got less than a month. If y'all need a hotel, please contact Jazz. Please, I need the name of your plus two. And the reason why is because we're going to be giving out something. And I don't want your plus two. I'm sorry, plus one. I need the name of your plus one. Because if you don't give me the name of your plus one, and whatever we're giving out, your plus one name is not there. That person is not going to get it.
I'm gonna.
So I need the name of your fucking plus one. A lot of y'all ain't answering back. Don't ask for it. I'm only buying for the people who fucking submitted their names.
Yeah, I heard them.
You know,
don't message me and Chris. Message Jasmine. Yeah, Jasmine Jones in the Facebook.
All you got to do is go check your reservations for the hotel, and then all you got to do is send an email to the Pat Damp Podcast of what your plus one name is. I'm going to send it out again next week asking you who is your fucking plus one. It is very important. October the 1st, you know, I want to do, if it's a 90s party, if you want to dress up like the 90s, do it. I'm planning on doing something for the best dress.
Well, that's going to be me and Dan. We have a stylist now.
Okay. The best dress, the 90s. That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what you wore in the 90s.
We're going to look great. Helen with the gold Helen with the gold teeth has us hooked up.
Oh, are you going to be Milli Vanilli?
I don't think we're doing a tandem outfit.
No. We're not going to be dressed.
We're not going
like
as Paul famous. McCartney and Michael Jackson.
That might
the girl
be a
book. Is mine.
The girl is mine.
It is going to be beautiful. I just cannot wait till you guys get in there and see it. I'm excited about the Craig Baby party. And I'm sitting there saying, should I do this shit every year? But let me see how this one right here go. But it's, you know, it's over 450 people that's been invited. I upped it a little bit. And, you know, just hoping and praying that we can, everything works out. I will say this about the seating. It's over 400 and some people seating. Well, a lot of it is lounge furniture and you got set at table. First come, first serve for the seating. So if you get a seat, you do. If not, you might have to do lounge table. You might have to stand up at ball tables, whatever your preference is. But I'm just letting you know that if you want to sit down and eat, it's first come, first serve. And that's just all it is. I mean, literally, I think I did seating for what, just 200 and some people? Because, you know, it ain't like it's not a wedding. I can't sit 400 people. So it's a lot of lounging going on. Yeah, you mingle, move around.
Right. Yeah, like you would at a wedding after, you know, like during the dance part.
Yeah, but it's all the beer, alcohol. I mean, think safety. You know, if you came and you know you like to drink, then tell somebody where your hotel at. Come and tell, I have security there. Let them know you need to get back to your room.
Nakia, help me.
She said security, not insecurity.
You about right on that. I did not hire the fat nigga takedown, okay? I hired a real fucking security comp.
Oh, I wish I could find that video of him on the trampoline. He's the sweetest. I love Nikea, but he's so funny.
And we're going to have a good time. And if you haven't gotten your tickets for the podcast, please get them. I think it's less than 50 tickets left. If it's 50, please get them. Please get them. So, you know, we're going to have a good fucking time. I cannot wait, but it is very important that I know your person name. It is very important because this, and you cannot get in without checking in. You would check in, you would get a badge, you would get certain things to get in this party. Make sure you bring money to tip the bartenders. You don't have to pay for shit, but I will ask you to bring money to tip the bartender.
And Dion and I.
For what?
Just for being cute.
What is your ass? One of them lucky stumps. You know, you slap it and rub it for long.
I will not be letting...
Bacchus?
People will not be rubbing my ass. Here's the video of Miss Pat on the trampoline in IKEA. Look at him!
Hey, Kool-Aid! How long ago was this?
A couple years ago. It just popped up in my feed and I posted.
They're still down. She's still down.
You look like you got hit with the volleyball or the dodgeball.
I couldn't get back up.
Oh,
God. I bet you Nikea still got them socks, too.
I bet you do, too, Nick. But I can't wait to see you guys at the Craig Baby parties. I'm telling you, it's going to be a fucking blast. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have a good time. We're going to all get to know each other. You know, you're going to get take pictures. And please, if you have not turned in your waiver form, please do that. Please. Okay? And everybody, be on your best behavior. Please be on your best behavior.
Don't make a nigga regret it.
Yeah, we're going to have some fucking fun. Yes, we are. We're going to have some fun. Well, that said, I got to get ready for my fucking show. Don't forget, Indiana, I'm on my way. Cleveland, Ohio, I'm on my way. Iowa, Iowa. I am on my way.
Show off.
What?
Can you spell jail for me?
Yeah.
Huh?
Can you spell jail for me?
J-E-A-A.
Still one of my favorite episodes.
Ye is going to J-E-A-A-L. It's just the confidence.
They will not let me live there. I said that shit like, he going to J-E-A. Wait a minute.
I think Matt Gaetz is going to J-A-E-L. Is that right? What a great podcast.
I don't know what the fuck we was talking about. But with that said, make sure y'all go to MissPatComedy.com. And I cannot wait to see y'all. I love everybody. And until next time.
Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of The Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at MissPatComedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.